We made an announcement earlier this morning about the boxes once again. Bob, did you want to say something? Okay, good. Come on up.
We've got some good news. Last week we started Operation Christmas Child, and we had 100 boxes, and thus far we've got commitments on 77. Now we're going to finish the 100, so I encourage you to talk to your neighbors, your co-workers. We only have 23 to go. We've got 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, I encourage you to bring your boxes back in. We put them together back there for those who want to pick up one pre-made with all the information in it. And if any of you have a little difficulty in getting your box put together, call me and we'll help them put it together. So good news, we're well on our way.
Great, thank you. Afterwards, we'll have a box put together class. It'll be a series of 4 lessons. If you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians with me, I just want to give thanks to the Lord for you and for your kindness to us in many ways. And when I say us, I mean the staff, the people that minister here and alongside of you. A great passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, as Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, "We give thanks to God always for you all," must have been a southerner, "making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith, your labor of love, and your steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father." I'm so thankful. This is so true of you. Your work of faith, your labor of love, your steadfastness of hope. Your hope is in the Lord. And there's a camaraderie that happens. But your gifts to us and your kindness to us and your generosity to us certainly does not go unnoticed. And we are constantly giving thanks to God for you all. I was talking with Bob Hillen this past week, and he made a point, and yet I do listen from time to time. And he was talking about, there really ought to be a pastor's wife day. And so I'm going to call my wife up here, as well as as well as Josh and Michelle, if you'll come up. And all of us really all together, we know that when you give, I tell my wife it's just mine, but somehow she gets involved. And we just want to tell you how thankful we are for just allowing us to minister to us. It's the privilege is in the ministry. And then when you are kind to us in these ways, it's just like, wow, they're being nice to us for doing something we just really enjoy doing. And we just want to thank you so much. And I don't know if was there anything, I'll let Connie start first, and then and you can let Michelle share. I gave you like a 20-minute warning, right? So, Connie, probably a 5-minute warning with you.
Well, I too just want to, thank you. You show love to us all year long, really, every week. And I know it's your love for the Lord, and that's what encourages us the most. We do feel so blessed to be part of this fellowship, and we know it's something the Lord has raised up and the Lord has brought in. Many times when we meet other pastors, they go, "Well, don't you want to go to a bigger church?" We go, "You haven't met our people." There's no place we would rather be. And we really give thanks to the Lord for allowing us to serve him here in Florida, where it doesn't get that cold that often. But I asked Gary if I could share with you how we used your gift, and our refrigerator had just gone out a few weeks ago. So here, the goodness of the Lord, we were able to put that towards the new refrigerator that does not do fingerprints on it. So that will be a gift that gives all year long when the grandchildren come over. But as I was thinking about it, as we open the refrigerator, it's just the refreshment and the supply of the Lord, the things that come out of the refrigerator. And certainly that's what you folks are to us. And we really thank you.
Thank you. Well, Shelley, we drug you out too, didn't we?
Yeah. You know, I'm just so thankful for the faithfulness that I see in each one. And, you know, as I was opening the cards, you know, I know that you are listening to the Lord. And we are just so very thankful for the kindness that you guys all showed. And, you know, like you guys were saying, it's just a blessing that you guys would allow us to be here and to minister and to do things that we just love doing. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, each and every one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeff.
Say something? The one thing that's really encouraged me is the growth that I've seen in this body, the love for the Lord, the different ones getting involved. I said this last week, so... But the one thing, too, that I keep, the Lord just keeps resounding in my heart, is your love for each other. And we were talking about it in class this morning. I said, we don't always see it because we're the ones in-house. I said, but the world sees it. I said, we're those funny church folks, you know, that go to church every day, worship the Lord. We're up early to go to church and to love each other, and to love the Lord. And so I just, the love that I'm watching grow in the hearts of the people for each other, and for the Lord, that's what we've been called to do. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. And then on my way home after last week, I remember just sitting there and having to fight back the tears because I don't want Michelle to start crying. But how much did I said, Lord, I just don't deserve this. I said, I don't deserve this. You know, and it's just, I'm just so thankful. The Lord's allowed me to be here and just to renew my heart even more. And thank you, and just desire to love the body. You guys are you guys are a blessing to us, so thank you.
And we do want to say that Key received the Lord on Wednesday night, so some of you are probably wondering the guy off in the corner that was asking the questions.
Yes.
So we just want to pass that on. And you drove him down to Gainesville.
Yep.
On
took him down to Gainesville on Thursday, and he said he had a lady that was like family down there, and so he stayed the night at the portable. And he said, I just really feel like this is what I need to do. And so we were able to spend a lot of time that morning. And I called Gary. I said, I really just enjoyed this time I just spent with this man. And I said, you know, I said, I really feel like he's wanting to do the right thing. And Gary says, well, we want to help him. And so.
And we were a little concerned that he had jumped parole because he'd only been out of prison 30 days.
Yes.
And he had done all his time.
All the time to the door. And that's the kind of slang. We do our time all the way to the door. So there's no paper.
About that.
Yeah, so very thankful. And then I know Aunt Connie had shared about how it was used. When we moved, we had some expenses that we had to take out. And so that was able to help us to get some of those things caught up. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Sure, pray. Father, thank you for your goodness that's shown to us through the goodness of your people. This is your heart. And we all benefit. You draw us closer to one another as we draw ever closer to you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.